This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for being here, for joining me. It is always my pleasure to be with you at this very same time on this very same radio station, or if you're listening to us on GCNLive.com, welcome. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by Paul Eisenstein. He's going to be around for at least the first half hour, and we're going to be talking about a gamut of things. Paul is an esteemed automotive journalist, writing for numerous publications and websites worldwide. He's also the owner of the Detroit Bureau. And, of course, the flagship website, the DetroitBureau.com, where he serves as publisher. I got lots of stories to talk to him about, and if you have a question, we've got a number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email. We'll make it easy for you. It's bob@autoworldradio.com. Right now, we go to the Motor City of Detroit, Michigan, and the surrounding areas, and bring forth the man himself, Mr. Paul Eisenstein. Paul, how are you doing?
Hi, Bob. Good to be with you today.
I loved a little bit that you wrote a while back. I think you may have actually written it to your friends on Facebook, but you were a mere lad, I mean, a child prodigy some 40 years ago when you kicked off your career as a automotive journalist, and radio is the thing that started it all for you.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that I just began my 40th year as an independent journalist. Way back then, I was doing work for National Public Radio. I've worked on every side of the political spectrum, from Investor's Business Daily, and even done some Fox, to NPR, the BBC, and the like. And, of course, do a lot of electronic now with my site. Publish That magazine, started one of the first automotive magazines online, as you know, The Car Connection, worked for a lot of different publications. Just started doing some work for CNBC, in fact, on a regular weekly basis, as well as, of course, The Economist, Cigar Aficionado, and a lot of others. So I try to keep busy and, of course, save some time to get on the air with you every so often.
That's great, and congratulations on the CNBC job. There's somebody who should be on there from time to time. I see some other people make their way on there that have no business being on there talking about automobiles, but they've got the right man in you, Paul.
Well, thank you.
Let's also remind everybody about all the subscriptions and RSS feeds and everything else you've got there at the Detroit Bureau.
Yeah, thanks. So despite the name, a lot of people get confused by that, and it's a long story as to why it's called the Detroit Bureau, but we're really a global automotive website, everything from news and reviews. You'll find features, and buying guides, and tips, and everything else you might want if you have any interest in the automobile industry. The site is free, but so are all of our mailings. And we have an RSS feed, we have a Twitter feed, and of course, you can get all sorts of emails, so you can get an alert if you're that interested in every single story we put out there. And sometimes when there's breaking news, that's a great way to stay on top of things. Of course, you can also get a daily, a weekly, or even a monthly mailing, and it, again, is all free.
There you go. And the other note that I wanted to bring up in that same post, saluting your 40 years, you said something that really rang true to me, because I feel the same way. You hope to be doing this for decades ahead, and I hope and pray that that I will be able to also be there with you decades from now.
Yeah, Yeah, it's an amazing beat, and that's one of the reasons that I've stuck with it. In fact, way back in the early days, NPR wanted to get me out to another community. They were thinking about moving me down to Washington, D.C. They even tried to get me to do a host of a new show that they edited, a business show way, way back. But it's hard to walk away from the auto industry, as you know. It's an exciting, interesting business that covers not just local. When I started, most people were still covering it as a very local business. If you were in Detroit, you wrote about the big three. And maybe, excuse me, if you're in California or New York, you started looking at a little bit more inclusive with the imports. But I've always thought of it as a global business, and now it's pretty hard to refute that. It's clearly a global business that we cover. And if you write about it, you're writing about everything. Sorry, I'm losing my voice today. You're writing about everything from new cars to new tech, people, environment, energy. It really is a pretty amazing beat when you think about it. I go outside in a few minutes. I have to head off to an event, which is why I'm only doing a half hour with you today. And I have a choice of two all electric vehicles. I have a Jaguar I-Pace outside, but I'm also testing for the North American Car and Truck of the Year jury, which you know I'm a member of. Mm-hmm. I'm also testing the new Kona EV. So it never gets repetitive. It never gets dull.
No.
And it is changing right now at a pace that I have never experienced, Bob. Never seen anything like
this
before.
It's a 365-day-a-year job now. There was a time when automotive news used to come out surrounding the international auto shows, and then again here and there, now and then at other times. But with so much out there outlet-wise and with the 24-hour news machines looking for content and the automakers struggling to get the spotlight because sometimes they can spend huge money at an international auto show like the North American International Auto Show in Detroit and not grab top honors because your competitor may have outdone you. So they quite often now do events.
I'm sorry, Bob, didn't mean to cut you off, but you have nailed a very important story, one of the most interesting ones that really is a business piece that affects anybody who really likes cars. If I could see the listeners out there and I asked them how many of them have been to car shows, what would you say? 90% of them are going to raise their hands?
You would think. You would hope.
Well, raise your hands if you are. Let me see if I can spot you all out there. But the reality is most of you have been to a car show. And it wasn't all that long ago when you had these major shows like Detroit, L.A., Chicago, New York, Paris overseas, Geneva and Frankfurt, and automakers by the scores would hold news conferences at each one of these shows. And as you know from Detroit, we see a number of big players that have pulled out and more pulling out this year. We're not going to have Mercedes. We're not going to have BMW or Audi, among others that were there before. We already lost Volvo, Jaguar, and a number of others. And what really shocked me was when I went to the Paris Motor Show just, what, a month ago, Bob. Remember when that, I think you've been there at least once or twice. You know that basically it was a two-day news conference, often having simultaneous news conferences. They could squeeze everything in at the rate of one about every 15 to 20 minutes. And it would start at 7 a.m. and run until 6 p.m. Well, this time, there were no overlaps. There were big gaps in some cases. And yet it started only at 8:30 and was done by 1. You had a ton of automakers that just didn't bother to show up. And that's happening at more and more of the big auto shows. Well, the reason is, among other things, the fact is it's expensive. Even a small stand can cost $1 million. And if you do a news conference, you might be looking at $5 million or more. It's a lot of money. And the problem is when you have a lot of automakers that are all competing for your attention, you can drop $5 million and wind up getting no ink, as it were, digital or real. And so the automakers are rethinking it and in many cases doing some very different things, going to places like the State Fair of Texas, the Consumer Electronics Show, and all sorts of other things, rather than the traditional auto shows.
It is so true. We're going to put it in neutral and slide in a pit row for a little refueling. And on the other side, more with esteemed automotive journalist Paul Eisenstein from the DetroitBureau.com. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNlife.com. That's GCNlife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNlife.com. That's GCNlife.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Paul Eisenstein is with us. publisher of the DetroitEuro.com, and we're going to be talking about a gamut of trips that Paul's been on and some stories. But one more auto show question for you, and you're the guy that give me the scoop, and that is, what's the story with Detroit? Have they made a decision? Are they going to move to either June or October? I know a few months back we were discussing this, and it was quite serious, but everything seems to have gone very quiet.
Oh, actually, Bob, I'm sorry you missed the big news. And for those who may have just come in, we were talking before the break about how auto shows are really changing and in many cases really getting slammed. A lot of automakers thinking twice about whether they want to be part of an auto show these days because of the cost, and there are options out there that are in some cases better ways of getting the message out. So Detroit has really taken some hits, and it is in fact, Bob, moving to June. October would have been a problem. It would be right before the big European show, which alternates between Frankfurt and Paris, as you know, and right on top of the Tokyo Motor Show, which takes place every other year. So you would have had a lot of the Japanese companies that have continued to support Detroit, particularly Toyota and its Lexus brand. They probably would have pulled out had they switched to October. So instead, they've decided to go into June. And by the way, here's some very, very cool things about this move. You may recall there's a lot of stuff happening in Detroit in general.
Sure.
This town is one of the great resurgent urban stories, something few people would have believed a few years ago, but it's starting to get really, really some incredible press across the world as I travel. People are really excited with what they're hearing about Detroit. And there are so many things that happen during the summer that they're trying to locate the show, pop the show in, right in the middle of a big couple of weeks. It'll begin with the big Detroit Grand Prix on our equivalent of Central Park, Belle Isle, and it'll wrap up with the big international fireworks show that we share with Windsor, Ontario, right across the border. It's an unusual event because it celebrates two Independence Days, the Independence Day for both the U.S. and for Canada. So it's a very, very special event, and the show will now be able to do things outside of Cobo Hall. They'll try to take some of the property along the riverfront, along Jefferson Avenue. It is a very promising move. And by the way, they also say that for a variety of reasons, they hope to lower the cost of participating in the show, which is another reason that they think it'll be successful and maybe be able to bring back some of those car makers who had walked away. So we'll see. But it seems like it could be a very, very, very important move.
All sounds great to me. And have they focused on 2020 to start this or further out?
Yeah, they will start. I'm glad you pointed that out. The idea is that they will have this coming show still in January, and then you won't have another Detroit show for 17 months. It'll move from January of 2019 to June of 2020. So keep your fingers crossed. I think it's a good move.
Yeah.
Rod Alberts, who's the head of the Detroit Auto Dealers Association, is a guy who came up with the original concept for the North American International Auto Show, has led them to come up with this new concept. So I think it's going to be pretty darn special. I'm really excited about this.
Absolutely. You have every right to be. I'm excited as well. One of the stories making headlines on the DetroitEuro.com right now as we speak is Daimler and Bosch are partnering as the latest to offer self-driving ride-sharing services. And this is going to kick off in San Jose in late 2019. So, again, car companies reaching beyond their normal scope and expanding into many different marketplaces, the subscription services, the electric bicycles we're reading about, all kinds of things are going on.
Boy, I'll tell you what, if you are a regular reader of the DetroitEuro.com, you'll know just how fast this changing world of automotive, I should say transportation, mobility is moving. And it's remarkable. Just a few weeks ago, Bob, I don't know if you caught the story, but General Motors is launching a bicycle company.
Mm-hmm.
It's electric bikes. Now, we don't know exactly what they're up to. And by the way, go to our site and type into the search engine GM and bicycle or e-bike, and we'll tell you about the contest they're running. You could actually win up to $10,000 in a contest that this new e-bike company is launching. And just check it out on the Detroit Bureau, and we'll help you figure out and see. Maybe you can be the winner. Beyond that, we have Ford, which just bought a chunk of a company called Spin, their competitor to Lime and some of the other e-scooter companies. And now we have all sorts of people getting ready to launch prototype, and in one case, commercial ride-sharing services. You may recall just earlier this year, Waymo, the Google spinoff, got permission to start a driverless ride-sharing service as a commercial venture out in the Phoenix area. They had been doing it as a prototype operation. Now they're going to go commercial, and they're going to spread it all over the country. They've committed to buy 60,000 Jaguars and Chrysler minivans to help populate their ride fleet over the next few years. Ford is teaming up with Baidu. They're going to do something in China. Uber is back after that fatal accident, which really set back the autonomous business a bit back in March. Uber is about to restart. And as you said, we now have Daimler, the parent of Mercedes, will be partnering with Bosch, one of the world's biggest suppliers, on a ride-sharing service as well. They'll start in San Jose, California. They've got permission from the city and the state, and expect to see even more. Congress is looking at some new rules that may make it much easier to start testing autonomous and fully driverless vehicles on public roads.
Amazing times, no question about it. Thanksgiving is around the corner, and there's a story up that you can read about driving to Thanksgiving dinner, going to grandma's house, so to speak. It comes at a time where gas prices are hitting a five-year high, and driving is up, actually, 4.8%. So it's going to be a little bit more costly to make that Thanksgiving dinner trek.
Yeah, it will. Though what's interesting is we are looking at a glut of oil once again worldwide, and our sources are telling us that there's a very good chance that we could be seeing prices drop over the next few weeks. I would not be surprised at all if we have a good late autumn and early winter when it comes to gas prices.
Oh, we're just going to have to get you back with us, and everybody, subscribe to DetroitBureau.com. You can't be without it. That's all I can say. Paul Eisenstein, have fun at that event tonight. If I were you, I'd take the Jag, but you got two good choices there. Have fun, my friend. And
thanks.
Let's talk
it's
again.
Good to be with you.
Thank you, Paul. We'll take a pit stop and then more Bottle World around the bend.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. More than 8,000 firefighters are battling three large wildfires at both ends of California that have destroyed thousands of structures and left many dead. While speaking with reporters, Los Angeles County Fire Department Chief Daryl Osby says things won't improve anytime soon.
We're expecting them to peak at over 40 miles per hour, and they're going to burn for the next, they're going to blow for the next 3 days.
Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department Chief John Benedict.
The cities of Hidden Hills, Westlake Village, Agora, Calabasas, and Malibu are still under evacuation.
The Camp Fire has killed 23 and is the third deadliest wildfire on record in California. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff tells HBO Democrats plan to scrutinize whether President Trump abused his authority by taking adverse action against Amazon, CNN, and The Washington Post. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Bob Long. This is Auto World, and we're going to throw out a trivia question in a couple of minutes here and see if we can get the phones to light up. We've got Mackenzie at the helm at our network, GCN's facility in just outside of Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm in my humble studio down here around the Orlando, Florida area, and you are, wherever you are listening, whether it's on a station or whether it's online at GCNlive.com. Well, that's some good news from Paul that the Detroit Auto Show is moving to June, because it always snows in January, and it's the worst time of the year in that part of the world. Those months are very tough. Being a Northeast guy, I know what it's like going through long winters, and to have such an important event every year be affected by snowstorms. It's been snowed out. It's been situations where journalists have been stuck in faraway airports, not able to get there because the planes are grounded. There have been situations where people have to leave the show early because of an incoming snowstorm. So this is going to solve a lot of problems for the auto show in Detroit. So look for June 2020 for the inaugural version of the June North American International Auto Show. And that gives General Motors a whole lot of time to bang the drum slowly and loudly as they get ready to launch the first ever mid-engine Corvette. There have been a few concept Corvettes along the way, going back to Zora Duntoff, one of the fathers of the Corvette, and going right through the 50s into the early 60s, they talked about doing it. They made some pretty expensive, they're still around today, versions of those vehicles. They're not runnable vehicles, but they're there in every other form. And like Jaeger, the great Corvette collector and owner of Mid-American Motor Works, I know over the years he's owned some of these platformed mid-engine Corvette prototypes. I think he's sold them off in recent times, but that's what we're going to be getting in the not-too-distant future. We'll make the question an easy question right off the bat, trivia-wise. The first year for the Corvette was 1953. Where were you in 1953? Personally, I wasn't around in 1953, but perhaps you were, or perhaps you know your automotive history. That's the year that they built 300 Corvettes. That's it for the first year, 1953. And you can have it in any color as long as it was this one color. It only came in one color for the first model year. And again, they only made, I believe, exactly 300. I know a gentleman in California who at one time owned one of these, and one of the other interesting features that it had, I remember him showing it to me about 10 or 15 years ago, is the fact that there were dual hood latches on the 53 Corvette. You couldn't pop the hood, so to speak, from the left side of the car. You'd have to pop it on the left side from the interior and pop it on the right side from the interior. Whoever comes up with the answer to the question is going to get a cool prize, courtesy of Mr. Warren Tracy, the founder and owner of the Busted Knuckle Garage. That's always a nice thing to receive. So for the first year of the Corvette, 1953, you could have it in any color as long as that color was blank. 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261, and that will get you into Mackenzie and all of the technical stuff at GCNlive.com and GCNsyndication.com. We've got some great guests coming up a little later on today's show. If you're going to be with us, hang on. In hour number two, we'll be joined by our resident expert when it comes to lubrication. Matter of fact, we're going to put him down as a contributor to the show. Very shortly, you'll see a bio and a picture of this man, Dan Watson. I have tremendous respect for Dan. He is so knowledgeable when it comes to oil and lubrication on all different parts of your vehicle. Or, you know, he knows snowmobiles, he knows lawnmowers, he knows gas-powered leaf blowers. He knows it all when it comes to lubrication. The man is just simply amazing. So get your telephone ready to be utilized during that hour of the show, as he will answer your questions. We always get during the week lots of email questions during the show. Some questions, you can email it up, bob@autoworldradio.com. If you're too shy, but no need to be shy. We're very easy here on you guys. I've been doing this show for a long, long time. As I said, with Paul Eisenstein being an automotive journalist for 40 years, I was a mere lad when I started this show back in 1992. And I hope to be doing it for many, many years to come. Let's go to Kevin, who joins us in the home state of myself for the moment, my second home state, first being Massachusetts, the second being Florida. Kevin, welcome, and thank you so much for dialing in. Whereabouts are you calling in from?
From Ocala, Florida.
Ocala, great. I think we must have a new affiliate in that neck of the woods. Do you know what the position is on the dial?
No, I don't. Well, hold on. Let me look at it. I'm sitting here
cool.
Watching whatever without my glasses on. But, yeah, 1370.
I will let the folks at the network know, and And that will make us all very, very happy. So you're a lucky guy, because if you get this question right, you're going to get a cool prize courtesy of the Busted Knuckle Garage. I want you, if you get the question right, hang on for Mackenzie, and Mackenzie will get your address and all that valuable information, so I can hand it off to Warren Tracy. He will mail it to you. So what is the answer? In 1953, they only made 300 Corvettes, and you could have one of these Corvettes as long as it was painted this one color. What was that one color?
White.
Yes, perfect. It was called Polo White, and that is true.
Yep.
Only 300, and I've been lucky to see one of those in person, a gentleman in California, Corvette Mike Vietro, who's one of the big Corvette experts in this country, has a few dealerships, one outside of Boston, one outside of Chicago, and one outside of Los Angeles, and he has spent his whole life dealing with the Corvette. How about yourself? Have you ever dreamt of owning a Corvette, or ever owned a Corvette, or what's your favorite dream car? It can be something brand new, or it can be something from the past.
It's kind of funny you say that. That's been a struggle of mine for a long time. I've always aspired to own a Corvette. I think my favorite would be a 1970 convertible. Could be 350. Could be. It really wouldn't matter what the engine was, but the convertible looks like a Roadster. Loved it. Never owned one. I always struggle with which one would I pick. I only know that the 53 is white. One for being a Corvette lover, but there's one here in Ocala.
Oh, wow.
Pretty cool.
That's great. Yeah, and I hope God blesses you and other things bless you with the opportunity to someday own that vehicle, because it's such a great feeling to fulfill a fantasy like that. I grew up always wanting to own a Corvette, and I saved, as a young man, $3,000 a year for 11 years. And by that time, I had enough for a down payment, and I got actually a 93 Corvette. That was my first. I also have owned a 98. Wish I could afford one of those new ones today. They're remarkable, but you're a man with exquisite taste. Hang on, because Mackenzie's going to put you on hold. We'll get all your information. Congratulations, and thanks for listening to us in Ocala. Tell everybody about the show, and we're very happy to be on AM 1370 in Ocala, Florida. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com, or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite. .com.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. CannabisRadio.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit ACS2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of
that? Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me in this half hour of the broadcast. I'm flying solo. We had a guest scheduled, and at the last moment, they had to reschedule, so to speak. We'll see, indeed, if they do that. But we were going to have a representative from the History Channel, actually, one of the hosts of a new series, which is going to be starting in a couple of weeks on the History Channel, all about the history of the Ford F-150 pickup truck. Yes, it's supposed to be a multiple episode series, and we were going to get the inside scoop, but in the ninth inning with two outs and two strikes, they couldn't all of a sudden do it. But keep your ears and eyes out for that, especially if you're a Ford F-150 lover and like to learn more about it. I saw an old F-150 on the road the other day. Boy, the thing must have been, it must have been late 60s, maybe early 70s, and living in Florida, of course, is a good place to have an older car, with the exception of if you live close to the ocean, of course, the salt can do damage to the vehicle. But like California and Arizona and Nevada, Florida is another place too. The warm weather states, the ones that yield the best used vehicles. There are some incredible used dealerships down here in Florida, and I know many dealers from around the country come down and buy vehicles and then bring them back up north, and I can understand why. We were scheduled to be joined by Mark Evans, our ASC certified technician, the guy that we have on from time to time. We open up the hood and take your questions or calls via email or via telephone about something that might be going wrong with your vehicle. So we'll hold that for another time. I was talking about the mid-engine Corvette, something that I'm no doubt excited about and at the same time a little bit sad about, because I'm afraid what GM is going to do, and this is only my speculation, but I'm afraid that they're going to, with the introduction of the mid-engine Corvette, they're going to make it kind of unaffordable for the regular person out there. That is one thing. Well, now it has gotten to the point where it isn't so much that way anymore, but even up until a few years ago, a Corvette was not unattainable by a regular person. You didn't have to be a doctor, you didn't have to be a dentist or a lawyer, or you didn't have to be some sort of big wig executive making a big, huge salary and doing absolutely very little. It's corporate bankruptcy in this country, the kind of salaries that some of these bandits take. It's just unbelievable, I know, because my wife works in the corporate world, doesn't like it, but is forced to work in the corporate world. And I've learned over the years some of the salaries that some of these people, I mean, they're salaries that should be given to professional athletes, and all they are is, you know, vice president of human relations, HR, vice president of such and such, let alone CEO of a company. It's kind of disgusting. But that's my worry with the mid-engine Corvette, is that they're going to bring it in at somewhere around $125,000 to $150,000. Now, it is true that the top-of-the-hill Corvette, which will be introduced, the ZR1, the one with 725 horsepower from the factory. Can you believe that? And there's a way you can order one. I learned this through Corvette Mike Vietro, who's a secret, the secret Santa, so to speak. He has found a way. General Motors actually started doing something that they did in the 1960s. It's called COPO. It was a way in which dealerships or consumers could order special kind of racing-only parts and have it installed in a production vehicle. Well, if you check the right boxes, believe it or not, there is a Corvette engine that will put out 1,000 horsepower. They're only going to make these available in very limited form, and you have to know the secret way to order it. You have to order a Grand Sport, which is not the top-of-the-line Corvette, and you have to order X options, and then you can order the 1,000 horsepower, I would imagine way more than 1,000 pound-feet of torque, Corvette. That is going on here right now as we speak for model year 2019. So that's my concern. I mean, other people have said the C7 is so good, which it is. They're going to keep that in production alongside the mid-engine Corvette. That's a possibility, but how many years can they do that? The other possibility, one of my journalists swears up and down on a stack of Bibles that General Motors isn't going to do that. They're going to make sure that they will be a so-called affordable Corvette, so they'll make one with some sort of turbo or hybrid four-cylinder hyper-tuned engine, and it will be $75,000 or $80,000, but the thing I notice when I go to the Chevrolet dealership, they're called Starling Chevrolet if you live in Florida. They're here in Orlando, and yours truly has gone in there just to show you the state of the radio business my whole life long. I've worked in nothing else but radio. It's been a blessing, but right now it's kind of a curse because it's a hard time to make a living doing what I've done all my life. So I've even applied to be a salesperson at that dealership, and they've never hired me. And here I'm the guy that knows the designer, the chief designer of the Corvette and the chief designer of the Camaro. I knew the chief of design for General Motors. I know one of their vice presidents who is father, U.S. president, and he someday will be president of GM. I know Mary Bauer, who used to be president of GM, and these local car dealerships won't even hire me. But anyway, that's my own sob story to tell you. But let me tell you one thing that I've noticed in these trips to the Chevrolet dealerships is the Corvette has become a lot more, the fancy word for it is bespoke. And what that means is one of a kind. It used to be when you ordered the last generation Corvette, there were only so many different options and so many different configurations, and only so many things can be customized. But now on this seventh generation Corvette, I mean, you can customize everything. I mean, right down to the stitching on the steering wheel. You can customize dashboards in different materials. You can customize endless number of things. It reminds me of Porsche. Porsche does this, and of course the British automakers Rolls-Royce and Bentley, Lamborghini as well. If you've got the money to buy one of those vehicles, McLaren would be another one, that they'll make it exactly to your specifications. As a matter of fact, Porsche, Mercedes, the high-end Mercedes, the AMG products, the ones that are badged, Mercedes AMG GT, for example, you could come in with a piece of paint, like a chip off your house paint, and say, this is the color I want, and they will paint it that color. But again, this is for people who have more money than brains, or maybe they have a lot of brains that made them earn a lot of money. I won't say that that doesn't happen as well, but anyway, the Corvette, every time I go to the dealership, I shake my head because it's hard to find one that's under $100,000, even though they start at $60,000-some-odd. So, like the Porsche folks, Porsche is unbelievable in this regard. You can get all kinds of customized features. They'll even cover leather and give you a leather covered cigarette lighter. They bring it to a new height. I mean, you could spend a huge amount on a brand new Porsche, let's say $100,000 on a car, or let's make it a turbo, 911 turbo, you know, $130,000. You could spend a whole another $70,000 in options just to make it one of a kind, to make it that special color with the special trim inside. The same thing with Bentley and Rolls-Royce. And, you know, for Shahs and people in the Middle East, they've made some one-of-a-kind Ferraris that, of course, price is no object, so Ferrari can charge them whatever million that they wanted. Eric Clapton, who is a good friend of my friend, Billy F. Gibbons, of ZZ Top fame, and solo artist fame as well, he really wanted a 12-cylinder version of the 8-cylinder Ferrari 458, the mid-engine car. And Eric Clapton went to Ferrari and said, will you build me a 12-cylinder version? You know, I will pay whatever price, whatever, how many million. And guess what? Ferrari said no. And the only reason they said no, the V12 won't fit in the V8 engine bay in that car. So couldn't get his one-of-a-kind 12-cylinder mid-engine vehicle. That's going to do it for this hour of all. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for being here. Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.